Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, big thanks to everybody in the audience tonight for that rounding applause. Hey, it's Tarot Tuesday. We're going to have Tarot Jeff on the line with us in just a couple of minutes, and he is going to be taking your calls. If you've never done this before, tonight is a free five-minute read. That means when you are brought onto the line, and I'll screen the calls before the show and while the show gets going. Say, for example, tonight our first caller is James. He'll say, James, you're live with Tarot Jeff. You get 5 minutes, and your time starts now. And so, essentially, you have 5 minutes to either ask him a specific question or ask, what's in the cards for me? And then Jeff will tell you what he sees in the cards and consult with you about that. Also, just because of the volume of calls that we have tonight, number one, thank you so much for calling in. But if you do want to spend more time with Jeff, we'll tell you just ahead of time that you want to make sure to email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. And book either an hour session or a 30-minute session. And on the show page, it talks about the show specials that he offers to you as a listener of the show. So before we get started, we always do the little disclaimer statement of the night, and that just makes sure everybody's on the same page. So here you go, folks. A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. As always, this show is for entertainment purposes only, which means you got to be over 18 years of age to call in. And finally, a tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. So with that, Tarot Jeff, welcome back to the show. How are you tonight?
Garrett Miller, I'm doing really, really well.
It's awesome.
It's a little unusual outside. Being from the Midwest, the rain doesn't always bother me, but it's been pretty steady and a little gloomy, and I find that I may be reacting a little bit more like a native Californian than I expected.
It's true. So for everybody who's around the country, we apologize for being flip with you, but we have the benefit of sunshine 340 days of the year. We are not used to rain. We are not used to clouds in the sky, and we're certainly not used to having any kind of moisture that actually sticks on the ground. And that's exactly the format that we have tonight here in our home. So, we're kind of freaked out a little bit about rain, and everybody around the country is, it's rain. It's no big deal. When you have ice storms and sleet storms, you know, then talk to me. But until then, be quiet.
And I used to go out in those ice storms and sleet storms and start people's cars and plow that stuff, and I'm just having a reaction to the rain today.
I know. It's crazy.
I think I've weakened.
Well, you've been here long enough, so there we go. Okay. Well, Jeff, I'm going to tell you, we've got a full slate of callers, several of which I've not even had a chance to screen yet tonight. So without further ado, I'll say, can I get my card real quick, and then we'll get on to the callers.
You absolutely can. We always give Garrett his card for the week. Garrett, you got a three of pentacles, threes. Now, this is nice. I think this is going to be good for you. It's not a dynamic card necessarily in terms of, wow, you got a major arcana or something like that, but it's a nice card. It's a three of pentacles, and threes represent positive progress. They represent concepts becoming realistic. And the pentacles is about your physical life. So things that are going on in your physical life this week should start to really begin to appear to be very real. You're going to see good positive progress on whatever projects you're working on.
Well, good, because I like that.
I think you've been doing some pretty good positive progress generally, but this week.
Well, this is a good week for some concrete.
Physical.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm certainly not going to complain about that. Well, yeah. And for everybody who's calling in tonight, if you're new to the show, Jeff always does a card at the end of the program. So if you don't want to call in or call in and aren't able to get through just because of the volume of calls that we have tonight, stay tuned for the end of the show because Jeff will pull a card for you as just the listener audience for the end of the show. So stick around for that as well. But let's get to the callers tonight, Jeff. And our first caller is James. James, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff. You have 5 minutes, and your time starts now.
Hello, this is James. I'm from New Jersey, and I was just wondering about my love life.
About your love life? All right.
Yeah.
James from New Jersey, you're up late, aren't you?
No, it's only 10 o'clock.
Okay. So, all right, James from New Jersey, you've got an interesting couple of cards here, three cards here. The Nine of Cups comes up, and what that kind of tells me is that you've just finished something. Nines generally represent endings, conclusions, fulfillment. Cups represents emotions. So you're just either finishing up a relationship, just getting over a relationship, or something's come to a conclusion in terms of the matters of your heart at this point in time. Now, sometimes people are pretty heartbroken by that. What I don't see here is in your second card, I don't see you as very heartbroken at all. I see that you've kind of learned things. The Magician card is a major arcana, and that's what your second card is, James. And to go from finishing up some kind of a relationship or something, a matter of the heart, we'll say, in a satisfactory way, and then coming out of it as the Magician, someone who has some new tricks now, who knows more, who's got some more insight, that's a pretty good double card reading right there, I would say. Now, you're probably wondering about what's ahead, and that's the Seven of Wands, okay? So the Seven of Wands comes up. That's not always the best news. So that's struggle, that's discipline. Sevens are. They indicate some soul searching in many ways. The Wands represents your personal energy. So I think before you get involved in another relationship or before any relationships that you're currently in can continue to grow, you have to do some soul searching. You have to kind of examine, what do I want to do? Where am I directing my energy? Is my energy being directed into the relationship, out of the relationship? Is my life going in the right direction? And I think, James, you're kind of on the verge of one of those, we used to call them midlife crises, but really we have them about every 7 years or so, where we just reexamine our entire life. We just go and say, wait a minute, I don't want to work here making bread or pumping gas or whatever we're doing. I want to do something else. And we sometimes have this energy to do that. Now, I think you're kind of on that verge, but that Seven of Wands isn't so immediate. It's kind of saying, a little soul searching right now, better results in the future if you do this. So does that make some sense to you?
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah. Anybody that asks the romance question, they're always waiting for the lover's card to come up because that's what they want, right? But it rarely does. It rarely comes up, and it's always, relationships are a process. And not just hooking up, it's not just meeting somebody at the bar, it's really understanding who they are as an individual, the best, the most successful relationships. And in order to do that, you got to be there yourself. You got to be understanding yourself as an individual and have some good insight. So I think now is the time to really take a couple steps back, look at yourself in the mirror, examine yourself, do some insightful meditation, whatever you need to do to kind of figure out who you are now, James. I think that's going to be your critical question for the next few months at least. So, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, James, for calling in. Have a great night. Happy holidays. And our next caller for the night is Kay. Kay, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Kay. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you. I had a question about someone who I'm interested in. We both shared that we are both interested in one another, but I'm not too exactly sure where he stands on it, even though he said it, because I feel like I'm not too sure. I want to see what you pick up, actually.
Okay. All right. So here's what we got for you tonight, Kay. There's a couple of things here. First of all, your two cards, the first two cards you have are the Pentacles, the suit of the Pentacles. Pentacles means who you are, the things that represent you as a physical being. And you have the Six of Pentacles to begin with, which is kind of, it's about restabilizing. So I think that you and this person of interest are both probably restabilizing your lives after some events. And I don't necessarily mean dramatic events, but changes in your lives. And so that Six kind of represents you guys physically kind of searching for some balance within your own lives, and also kind of reaching out and trying to find balance outside of your lives. Outside of you as a person. So I see that this is a good potential relationship with that card. The problem that I have is the second card that comes up is the Nine of Pentacles. Nines represent conclusions. So you may have a nice relationship prospect here, but it does look like either that relationship is not going to last a long time, or the relationship that you just concluded isn't quite concluded. Okay? And you may be pulled back like a retrograde action back into a relationship from your past to kind of finish that up, to kind of wrap it up. And so if that's necessary to do it, then just do it. Just be done with it. Now, the third card that you have here, this person of interest, you were talking specifically about them. And what we have here is the Two of Swords. Now, Swords is about your brain. It's not about your heart. And what I'm calling this card is I'm kind of calling it who he is right now. And that two is a duality. So he is interested. It's a genuine interest. But he also is a little shy on this commitment phase at this point in time. The problem is primarily he's in his head. He's thinking about it too much. And he has to get out of his head and down into his heart a little bit. If he can do that, then you guys can move forward a little bit farther. But again, that Nine of Pentacles, it doesn't indicate that this relationship is not going to last a long time, but it does indicate that there might be a conclusion sooner than expected. Or you may be needing to conclude something else. Does that make some sense for you, Kay?
I mean, I'm not seeing anyone now. Him and I have just been sort of, we met like 2 months ago and we were hanging out quite a bit, and then all of a sudden interest was expressed, but he explained his interest first. So then I was like, I didn't even realize it, that I like you as well. So I'm kind of confused, like, what's happening on his end, that's all. Because I feel like he's trying to get my attention, but mm-hmm. then when I give him the attention, he, like, backs off. And I don't even do it, like, overwhelmingly. Well, I just respond cordially, like anyone would.
Yeah. He's of two minds on the matter. And, I would say just proceed as you proceed and be nice to each other and see what happens. But like I say, he's in his head on this one, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kay, for the call. Happy holidays. And our next caller is Brittany. Brittany, you are live with Tarot Jeff. You have 5 minutes, and your time starts now.
Thank you. Hi, Tarot Jeff. I'm calling
because
I met someone in June, and I know that he had only come in my life for spiritual purposes, but we no longer talk, and I feel like there's still, like, a message that I need to give him spiritually, and I wanted to know if you see us coming together again or me being able to express what I have to express at some point.
Yeah. Brittany, it's an unusual situation because what you have is unfinished business, but it may be that it's unfinished business only on one side. Your side, not to put too fine a point on it. The cards are interesting here because the very first one you have is the Swords, the Seven of Swords. And sevens, they represent struggle. They represent a little soul searching. And I think that's what you're doing. I think you're in your head a lot about the situation. I think you're maybe trying to figure it out, like how can I manipulate situations so that we do see each other again, that I can give him this message. That's going to cause you more grief than you want right now. So the idea of getting out of your head, that's the better thing. Now, your second card is the Eight of Cups. And so eights are about growth, expansion, a time for making some priorities. The cups are about your heart, your emotional state. So this is something that you do in private. It's not something you do with somebody, this making of priorities. So for yourself, again, getting out of your head about this thing and getting into your heart and start to make some priorities about what you want for your future, because it doesn't seem like this is a relationship that's going to be, that's going to exist again at this point in time. We never say never on relationships, right? They can come, they can circle around. But in this situation, I think that this is a completed relationship, except for your feelings of this message that needs to be delivered. But what I'm directing you to do, and take my advice or not, is to kind of go within and, again, search out your own personal heart. Why do you feel the need for this message? Why do you feel that you have to give it to him in person, physically? If it's an important spiritual message, you can transfer that just by just some meditation and allow it to sink down into his heart that way. Now, your third card tonight, Brittany, is the Five of Cups. Fives indicate travel. They indicate movement. Mostly they indicate change. And again, this is the heart. The cups are your heart. So having a change of heart about things is going to give you, it's the result of that Eight of Cups, that making of priorities, that examining yourself, and then having a change of heart is going to give you a certain amount of freedom. This doesn't bring you together with anybody necessarily. It's all about you. It's all about you becoming the person that you are at the moment. And so that's what I see for you right now. I don't see you getting together with this person to give them the message. I don't see you guys meeting by accident. All right? Now, that doesn't mean they don't meet. But I don't see a meeting by accident. It seems like you're, like the circles are a little far apart right now, your circle and his circle. So that's what I got for you tonight. It may not be exactly what you were hoping to hear, but again, on a message like that, if it's a spiritual message, you really don't need to be face-to-face with people. You just kind of send it.
Okay.
Put it out there. They'll pick it up.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
No, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brittany, for the call. Have a great night. Stay dry. And our next caller is Renee. Renee, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Tarot Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you tonight, Renee?
I'm okay.
You're okay, calling a tarot reader, so things can, you know, here's the thing, Renee. I never get a call from people who have the love of their life, the job of their dreams, and a million-dollar house on the private island. Yeah, everybody's
exactly.
Got something to go about, right? So what's your issue tonight? What are we working with?
Well, of course, like most people, my question is about my love life. I was kind of seeing someone and, I don't know, you know, there were some, like, issues there, and I'm just trying to see what's going on in that area for me.
Okay. There's a similarity to some of the readings tonight, and I always enjoy the cards when they do these things to us. The end result is the same as the end result of an earlier call, just a different suit, but I'll leave that as a teaser for how we do this reading. You have the Ten of Wands, Renee, and the tens are endings and beginnings. So, but the wands are about your personal energy. And so what I'm seeing here is you finishing things up, cleaning it up, and moving on to something new. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Your second card is the Seven of Wands. Again, your personal energy. This indicates some soul searching on your part, some discipline on your part. It's a solo kind of a situation. You don't do soul searching in a group. it's much more of a personal situation. And then your third card tonight is the Two of Wands. Twos represent duality. They represent the balancing of opposing forces. They can represent two people, but again, this is the Wands. This is your personal energy. This is you as an individual. Now, what I see here is I see somebody going through their process. I see you going through the steps. Sometimes we call them the stages of grief or stages of change. I see you going through some steps here, but the ultimate reality is you come out more balanced. You're using your energy in a more, I don't want to say efficient manner, but a more beneficial manner to yourself as an individual, to your karmic line. Does that make sense to you when I say it that way?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I guess that means there's things I need to learn, and then the next time around, you know, there's a change within me that's going to set me forward.
Right, right. Now, one thing I will say, nowhere here does it say that a relationship is necessarily ending. What it does say is that you're changing. And so, in a way, the relationship doesn't necessarily have to end. It may just have to change. It may have to alter. But based on who you are now, and then based on who you become, and then it's got to be a renegotiation because it's really not the same relationship. You're a different person.
Got it.
So, got it?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. There you go, Renee. Happy holidays. And our next caller is Craig. Craig, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
How are you doing, Craig?
For tonight. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Good. What's your question?
My question for tonight is I'm at a job right now where I don't want to be, and I've been applying for a few jobs and had an interview. And I just want to know, do you see me getting a job soon, a new job soon?
Well, let's take a look here. Craig, the easy answer here is yes. Yes, I do see it. There's going to be a little bit of a process for you. You're looking for some happiness. The Ten of Cups comes up here, and cups are all about your emotional fulfillment, the heart's desire. You don't want to be where you are. You're taking the right steps. And what I see here is an ending. The tens represent endings, but they also represent beginnings. So beginnings aren't always easy. Sometimes we have to hoe the field and weed the field and get the boulders out of the field before we can actually put the seeds in the field. So there may be some time before there's a reward for your effort, but you're doing the work. You're doing the hard work and trying to get the field ready to harvest. So that Ten of Cups really indicates to me that, yes, you are going to be moving on from that job and that something new will be starting. So it's not like you move on from the job and don't get anything. But I would say cover your bases and make sure that the job that you are going to is really there. Now, your second card tonight is the High Priestess card. This is a very unusual card to come up in a situation like this because we're talking about a job. We're talking about something really, really earthbound. And that High Priestess is anything but earthbound. She is yin energy. She is a spiritual approach to life. And so, Craig, I'm going to kind of ask you to do that. Take a spiritual approach to life right now, even while you're doing this transition. This High Priestess is asking you to kind of pay attention to the spiritual things, not religious things, but spiritual things. Do good for other people. Help your neighbor, love one another. I mean, these kinds of maxims that come to our minds when we say spirituality, that's what the High Priestess represents. Do something nice for some children without expecting reward. So that's kind of your guidance for tonight, I would say. And then your third card is the Four of Swords. Fours represent stability. They represent law, structure. They represent hard work. They represent perseverance. And I like to see that for you because it's the Four of Swords. It's about your brain. And I think you're probably a pretty smart person. I think you have a lot of knowledge. I think you have a lot of ways of expressing yourself, a lot of learning. Whether it's with a degree accompanying that or not, smart people everywhere don't necessarily have degrees. But what I see here is I see that Ten of Cups, the High Priestess comes up, and then the Four of Swords. And so I think the transition is going to go much easier, again, if you start to act in a spiritual way. And I think you're going to do okay, Craig. I don't have a timeline for you here, but that's what I got for you tonight. Is that okay?
That's great. That's great. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. And we've lost Garrett.
Oh, there we go. I was screening calls. So there we go. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to get everybody lined up. Okay,
it's
so our next call.
You're doing such a good job.
Thank you, Jeff. We have so many callers tonight. This is such a fantastic, fun experience. I'm going to try to screen two more calls before he's done. So anyhow, our next there we go. Let's get back to the callers here. Our next caller is Melvin. Melvin, welcome to the show, and your time with Jeff starts now. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I was calling just, I wanted to ask you about, do you see me moving into another apartment and also getting a raise on my job or maybe another job? My landlord told me that she was not going to renew my lease. Do you see a change in her mind? Because a while back there was some money stolen in the Dropbox that everybody paid their rent, and they're not, they want us to repay it again, and I told them I'm not going to do it. So,
well, here's what I see, Melvin. This is what the cards say for you tonight. You have the Page of Cups. Pages are about your emotions, about your heart. They're really about learning something about yourself, about your heart. What's your heart's desire? And I would say that's where you need to start. What is Melvin's heart's desire? And, you know, if it's a number of things, if it's a different apartment or if it's a different job or a different car, what I'd like to see you do, based on the second card here, the second card is the Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords is about mental stability. And so thinking things through, and sometimes we need help on that, and a piece of paper and a pencil can go a long way to kind of organizing things. Now, you asked very specifically about your landlord and your lease, and what I don't see is I don't see that is a yes or a no yet. In other words, they haven't really decided, so it's hard for me to say what will happen on that. They can go two ways. But for you, again, I'm going to go back to this page and the Four of Swords. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start by making a couple of lists of what you want. You know, what's the most immediate thing that you need? What's the secondary thing that you need? And kind of write those things down and meditate upon those things, because that sort of puts you in the creative energies of the universe. And then the universe can kind of start to supply you with what you're asking for. But I think right now the universe isn't sure what you're asking for. So that's part of this. Now, the third card is the reason I say that about the landlord. It's the Two of Cups. And I drew this card as you were talking about them. So it really is about them. And if they're of two minds, or their heart is going two different ways. One way is their business. Another way is their humanity. And so they're a little torn on this situation. Being nice to them, being kind to them, understanding their situation, that's going to go a long way towards helping them feel the humanity of the situation rather than the business of the situation. So talk to them, be nice to them, understand their position. It may not go your way, but I think that's a big part of your lesson as well, is understanding that sometimes things just don't go your way. But get out the paper and pencil, Melvin, and start to do your list. Start to do your manifesting list, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. Right. Thanks, Melvin, for your call. Good luck to you. Happy holidays. And our next caller is Anna. Anna, you are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Oh, hi. Well, thank you for taking my call and getting me in the queue here.
Okay,
I'm having a hard time choosing which question to ask about, okay. But maybe I can just bottom line it by asking about finances.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I pulled, as you were saying, you're going to have a hard time deciding which question. I just pulled three cards really, really fast.
Okay.
So let's just look at these cards and you see if they apply to your situation. Now, the very first thing you have here is the Knight of Cups. I always like to see the Knight show up in a reading because it indicates movement. It's a definitive situation. Knights are almost always on a quest. They're always seeking some action, seeking to change something or to affect something. And in the world of tarot, knights generally are very chivalrous. So they're looking to do something good. So the Knight of Cups comes up, and that's really about something good emotionally happening for you, or you making something good happen for yourself emotionally, because it's hard to separate the knight out from the individual sometimes, but oftentimes it is a messenger from outside of yourself. So in other words, you may get a message and I don't mean some little random message like your birthday's on the license plate in front of you or something like that. It would be a definitive message coming to you, something that was very specific and will make your heart happy. So that's what I see with the Knight of Cups. Now, your second card is the Five of Wands. Fives, as we said a couple times tonight, indicate change, they indicate travel. Some kind of movement. Now, you've got the Knight of Cups that comes up, which is all about movement, but then you've got the Five of Wands, which is all about moving your energy, moving your personal energy. Now, it's not necessarily you moving geographically, but the energy in you switches, it changes, it shifts up. Not without some difficulty, because you like the way things have been in a certain way, but with reward, okay? So challenge equals reward if you rise to the challenge, if you cooperate. Something I say about change is change is the only thing that's constant in the universe. Everything's always changing. The best way to be a part of change, the best way to cope with change is to be a part of change. So when you do this, when you're going through this, try to actively be a part of it. Now, what I say about that is the best way to be a part of it is to instigate change. So if you can get to the point where you're instigating the change that's going to be happening anyway, then you're in the lead. And that's kind of what I see for you here with the Knight of Cups in motion, the Five of Wands, your personal energy in motion. And then at the very end here, the World card comes up. This is the major arcana of the world. It's the last card in the deck numerically. It's number 21. It means a successful completion of your journey. Lessons learned, growth attained. So, successful completion doesn't always mean that everything worked out the way you wanted it to. Lessons learned don't always mean that they were easy lessons. But in this case, I just genuinely think that whatever your process is, it's going to come out to your benefit at some level, to the point where you can start something brand new and not start it because you have to, but start it because you want to. Does that make some sense?
It does. Yeah, it does. I have a project that I'm working on that I'm trying to decide whether to take it forward to the next step or not with a company that I have found. And I just want to make sure that they have integrity and that I, you know, all these little fears and issues come up, and I want to make sure I'm going forward with the right people.
I think, you know, that when the night comes up like that at the beginning, I think going forward is the right words. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
wonderful.
Anna.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks for calling. And let's get to our next caller. We've got Brandy. Brandy, you are next up, and you are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, and your time starts now.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My question is what you see with the career and the work area.
Okay. Well, Brandy, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So career and work for you. Your very first card here is this Four of Wands. Fours indicate that there's some stability, but it's legal stability in a way. Some structure is available to you. There's hard work involved in what you're doing, but there's some stability available to you at the moment. So the Wands is about your personal energy. So you, as an individual, seem to be stable, seem to be able to work hard. And I don't necessarily mean that you need to dig a ditch. I just mean that you have a level of energy, of concentration, or whatever you need to get a job done, to accomplish what you need to do here. So
right.
there's that. So I think your current situation, relatively stable. Maybe not prosperous, but relatively stable. Now, here comes your second card, and it's the Knight of Wands. As I just mentioned to the caller earlier, knights almost always indicate someone coming into your life with a message, with some kind of information. This is someone who is desiring to use your energy based on the Wands, that's the Knight of Wands. So I think that you're in a good spot at the moment in terms of you're okay right at this point. You have all the tools that you need to do a job. And now someone's coming to you and asking you to utilize your energy on their behalf. And so that's what that Knight of Wands is indicating. Your third card tonight, Brandy, is the Seven of Pentacles. Pentacles being, we often say that they're the physical things that represent you on the planet. So anything you say my about, my job, my clothes, my car, those types of things, that's what it represents. Pentacles can also represent money or the consequence of work. And in this case, the Seven of Pentacles comes up. And I like the picture on here because it's a man who's been tilling a field, a garden, and the pentacles are growing. And so it's maybe it's not a huge abundant process for you, but there's going to be a good reward for it. There's going to be enough of a crop to make you happy. So that's what I see here for you. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Brandy, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate you waiting. And our next caller, I think, is off of Skype. So, Gussie, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff, and your time starts now.
Hi, thank you. I just made a move into a new little studio apartment, and
okay.
I'd like to know how, without going into the history of the question and so on, I'd like to know how you see this, what's the word, is it a good move? Is it a...
You're wondering if you're going to be compatible in a smaller place. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not worried about being compatible in a smaller place because I can sleep in my car and I have.
Okay.
I'm more concerned about the people around me because it's a triplex. So I'm more concerned about the neighbors. Particularly the ones above me.
All right. You have some interesting cards here. The very first card that comes up is the Hermit card, and that's a major arcana. It indicates some solitary times for you, a little soul searching for you, the quest for personal truth, for ethics within yourself. And I think, Jesse, you're probably a pretty ethical person as it stands. You've been challenged on this in some ways, and you've maybe had to adapt yourself. But here we have, when a major arcana comes up like this, I always pay very, very close attention to it, especially the Hermit card, because the Hermit is an honorable person. They may be alone, solitary, but they're not necessarily lonely. And so these moments of time that the Hermit is alone, he spends in meditation, she can spend in meditation. And so that's where I see you at this very, very moment. Now, your second card to come up is the Wheel of Fortune. So I like this card for you because it does indicate that your fortunes have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so just what you said, I mean, you're going from a car to a studio apartment, it could seem like a palace at this point in time. and yet you've gone through a test here is kind of what we're saying with this card. You've gone through this test and you've kind of really proven yourself in a way. Now, I'm kind of talking about karmic situations here. I think that you've gone through this because of karmic situations.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a level of stability about your life that you can enjoy. But you still have to make some decisions here. Now, you're asking very specifically about some of the people around you. Humans are, they're humans, and there's no controlling them. And sometimes there's just going to be this stuff going on that you just have to endure. And you have to deal with it to the best you can. You're not in the ability to change the situation at this point in time, your geographical situation, unless you go backwards. And I'm not recommending that for you. But if you can be quiet for yourself and be in your own brain for a little bit, I think everything around you is going to balance itself out. If you're still, if you become the still point, other people then become the still point around you. Does that make some sense how I say that?
Well, the people that, no, I don't know because I live alone, so I don't know who my neighbors are right now. But I want to say some signals. There's some possible clues that the neighbors may be not on my page, I guess. It was a good, you know, these are, I don't want to go into the stories or anything like that. But,
right, right.
You know,
no,
but there's
anonymous
people who can be A-S-S-H-O-L-E-S, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And you're probably 100% right about that. They can be. They might be at different points in time. They
yeah.
may not always be that.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what's going on in other people's lives that makes them act or react in certain ways. And so they don't know what's going on in your life that makes you act or react in certain ways. And so you got to be careful on these things not to judge. So that's why I say just kind of keep yourself still. Don't go out of your way to interact with anybody.
No,
if you have to interact with somebody on a disturbance basis,
mm-hmm.
maybe don't do it yourself. Call the landlord, call the police, do what you need to do in that regard. But keep yourself quiet. Keep yourself still. I think you're in a real transformative.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think you're in a really, really good place right now in
okay.
terms of your life. So stability is going to work for you. Stay stable. Let the rest of the world go by and do what they need to do. And I know it's hard. I really do. I know that it's hard to ignore certain things. But I think you're moving into a nice place, a nice phase of your life. And this
okay.
is just step number one, okay?
Okay. What was the third card, please?
The third card? That
yes.
was the, I'm sorry, that was the Two of Swords.
Oh.
I forget to mention that. Yeah. So the Two of Swords is, yeah, that, and it's, again, it's really about balancing opposing forces. I mean,
okay.
you're of two minds about this situation. Should I be quiet? Should I go out and make a fuss?
Yeah.
Be quiet. Be still is what
okay.
I'm recommending to you. Okay?
And that's recommended even if the neighbors are being super loud and super obnoxious and all that. And, you know,
like I say, follow a procedure. Call the landlord first. Don't you confront them.
Okay.
If they're being loud, it's a loud, noisy world right now, and it becomes very difficult to endure that sometimes. But
yeah.
again, I think for you as an individual,
mm-hmm.
keeping a low profile is the best thing. So
okay.
follow protocol. Follow
okay.
call the landlord. Call the police if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But you yourself stay out of sight, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Gussie, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for being on hold as long as you have. We've got a couple more callers here, including Deb and LaChandra. We're going to get to you in just a second. And the next question is actually, Jeff, coming off of Facebook, and Facebook listener Erin is listening tonight, and she wants to know what's in the cards for her.
Okay. Erin, how are you this evening? So, what's in the cards for Erin? First of all, Erin, you get the Empress card tonight, and that's just a great, great card. It shows that you kind of rule. you're even above a queen. If you're the empress, you're above a queen. So that's the ruling authority. But you rule based on the fact that you're a nurturing person. Okay, you don't do this through law and obedience. You help other people through nurturing. And so this is a really admirable quality on your part. Now, that gets balanced out by your second card here, which is the Justice card. So you have two major arcanas, Aaron. The Justice card is the balancing of karmic law, the understanding of every action as an opposite and equal reaction. So sometimes there's consequences for people's actions. Sometimes there's consequences for your own action. And that's the thing that I want you to remember right now, because the nurturing aspect of you can sometimes get out of balance. That's what I'm reading here in these cards. Now, keep in mind that you're not an agent of karma, that you're only there to help other people if they ask for your help, if they need your help. So, it's a tricky way to read these two cards because they're both very, very positive. They're both very, very strong. But one of them is balancing the other one out, and that's the Justice card balancing the Empress out. So don't go overly yin on yourself. Make sure there's some yang structure to your life. Now, your third card is actually two cards, the Page of Wands and the Knight of Wands. They came out together, and I got to read them like that. So this is about your personal energy. It's about you learning things, and it's about you being in motion. So not necessarily like you're going to move from Pittsburgh to Dallas or some great length, but some kind of motion in your life is beginning, or you're learning about something that's going to lead to some motion. So I want to keep that in mind. This is very vague, and again, we do these five-minute readings, these three-card, four-card readings, and sometimes the questions are very, very deep. Sometimes they get something a little bit deeper. In this case, there's some movement in your life coming towards you, Aaron, and it's something that you're learning about right now, something that's just coming into your purview at this point in time. But they can be able to handle it, so whatever it is.
There we go. Thanks, Aaron, for the question off of Facebook. And our next caller is coming from Deb. Deb, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show. Your time starts now.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm good. I just have a really big concern about a new renter. To start with, there was a guy that was interested in renting it, and I did my research, and he was a felon.
Okay.
And I said, we won't be doing business together. And then here along comes this other couple later on, much later on, and I find out later that they had a connection, these new people and the felon, and these people are incredibly late on rent, and if anything can go wrong with their finances, it does.
It does, yeah.
And I don't know if it's really true. I really am trying to work with them, but, I mean, am I stupid? Do I just need to get them out of there?
No. You're not. First of all, no, you're not stupid. Second of all, yes, you need to get them out of there. You're not stupid. You're a human, and you're trying to be compassionate. You're trying to understand. It's a business that you're in. If you're renting, it's a business.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose the money, but if you're not getting the money anyway, and it looks like trouble's on the way, then starting the process now is better than later. Your cards tonight are interesting because they're all wands. We've had a lot of wands come up in the readings tonight, so really this is a lot about people's personal energies tonight. And as I look at you, I think that you have already made up your mind on the situation, and you're just kind of calling for some confirmation, and that's fine. That's a really, really good thing to do, energetically speaking. But your first card tonight is the Ten of Wands, and that represents an ending and a beginning. It shows a person cleaning up, basically. Everything's complete. Everything's done. They're putting the wands away is what they're really doing in the picture on the card. But gather your energy clean up the mess, move on, and find something different to do with that energy of yours. Because right now you're spending too much energy on the situation. You already know what to do. So it's just a matter of redirecting the decision-based energies to active-based energies, all right?
She told me yesterday that she got approved so that they can actually just buy the house and I wouldn't have to go through, you know, the troubles of, you know, dealing with them. And we had talked about them buying it anyway, but
okay.
You don't see that coming?
Well, if that's true, you need to get your lawyer to look at the papers. And there has to be papers, and there's got to be some kind of evidence that they're actually going to do that. And there's all kinds of things that have to happen here before that story is real. Right now, that story is not real because they haven't been truthful to you up until this point in time, evidently. Now, what you have to understand is that story might be real, but currently it's not, and you can't rely on what they're saying. So your second card tonight is the Eight of Wands, and this is you making some priorities, okay? So kind of map this out. You're going to have to talk to the lawyer about a couple of different things. They're saying different things to you. They're saying they don't have money, but then they're saying they do have enough money to buy a house. I don't know. Not getting a great feeling on this tonight. The third card that you have here is the Queen of Wands. This is you as, and this is why I say, you're not being dumb. You're being human. You're looking for a way to nurture people, to give people a house, a home, some place to stay, some place to keep themselves warm and feed the kids or whatever happens in their lives. Now, that's you, and you lead with your heart. But in this case, what you need to do is engage the brain a little bit firmer and start to do the legal processes so that if they do decide to buy the house, and it is a real statement, well, then you can just transfer into that. But if they don't, you're not starting late in terms of moving them out of the property. So does that make some sense?
Yeah, but you're not showing that they're on the up and up with me.
It's not a sense of things. I don't get that sense of it. No, I don't think they're completely on the up and up.
Okay, Deb, we're gonna cross
Thank
our fingers
so
and send you good luck. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Happy holidays. And we've got two more calls tonight. First caller is LaShondra. LaShondra, welcome to the show. You are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I could be better. I have this friend guy. He's getting ready to move to Georgia, at least that's what he says. And I'm trying to see, do you see him actually moving? His name is Carlin.
Okay. So he's moving to Georgia?
Yeah. Right now we're in Texas.
Okay. And he wants you to move to Georgia with him. Is that right?
We haven't really talked about it because we've been going back and forth, arguing at each other.
Chandra, this isn't really the greatest relationship you've had, is it?
It's a strong connection.
Yeah. Yeah. But how does it work in real life is kind of the question. You know, if it's rocky.
It's like we have so much fun together. And, yeah. I mean, we've only been knowing each other for like 2 months. But I really enjoyed him. And, I know he has a daughter or whatever, and she lives in, you know, Georgia. But this was, like, unexpected because, and you know, when I met him, he had no intentions of moving back to Georgia, not from my understanding.
Yeah. So here's what I see. Here's what the cards say, LaShondra. This is going to be a shorter reading. We could go very deep on this situation, I think, but I'm just going to give you what the cards say here tonight. There's three of them. The first one is the Ace of Swords. And aces represent beginnings. Swords represent your thought process. So I think that you're kind of beginning to get a thought process about this, a new thought on the situation, on the relationship. I think this is a new thought for him to move to Georgia. It's not necessarily what he's going to do. Based on the second card here, the Fool, the Major Arcana, the Fool, it does indicate that there might be some motion involved here. There's, again, starting something new is what the Fool is all about, but it's a personal journey. So he may actually do this. It would probably be ultimately a good thing for him, but between the two of you, not conducive to the relationship, okay? So mm-hmm. Your third card is the King of Cups. This is the King is the ruler of the heart. The King of Cups is the ruler of the heart. And being in charge of your own heart, being totally aware of your own emotional state at all times. Not that you're always in control, not that you're rigid in your emotions, but that you always know where your emotional state is at any given point in time. Now, he may decide to make this journey. What you're going to have to do is, what's the reality for you? Is Georgia really a reality for you? Because if that's where your heart is going, you're taking a big risk by going along with somebody to a place that you don't.
No, I just got out of a situation where I followed my ex-husband somewhere and it didn't turn out good. And two weeks after I moved, we ended up splitting. And I just, we just went through the divorce process. So I moved back to Texas like 3 months ago, and I'm just getting settled where I am. So that's not an option for me.
I don't see you in motion. I see him possibly in motion, and it would benefit him ultimately. And that's kind of how I see the situation right now, without getting a lot more details on it. Does that help?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. LaChandra.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Think before you leap. Okay, and have a, again, keep us posted. Let us know what happens, okay? And our next caller and our last caller for the night is, we have our second Anna for the night. Anna, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. Hello.
Hello, Anna.
My question is, I did a translating demo today, and I'm wondering if I'll get this, if this thing will go through.
Well, your very first card tonight is the Knight of Pentacles, which indicates, I'm going to say there's money moving towards you. The Knight of Pentacles isn't always, and Pentacles aren't, it's not always about money, but it kind of does represent how you transfer energy from one thing to another. So whatever you did today is going to bring you something in return, an opposite and equal reaction kind of a situation. Your second, does that help? I mean, should I just stop at that one card?
Yeah,
that's kind of good news.
No, don't stop. No, my father.
So no, I mean that's good news. You know, the effort that you put forward today, something's going to come back out of this, and the night never comes with paltry offerings. The night always comes with something adequate or better than adequate. And so that's what I like for you on this in this regard. The second card is the Nine of Swords. So nines are finishing something up, finishing a way of thinking.
Yes.
So some kind of an intellectual event has concluded here.
Yes.
And then your third card is the Queen of Swords. I like this for you. I like this card. The Knight of Pentacles begins the situation. You end as the Queen of Swords. This is really nice because what it indicates to me is that whatever this process is, there may be more of this involved for you. In other words, if you were intellectually engaged in this, I think that they're going to see you as someone that they really want on the team. I mean, was this like a job interview?
Yeah, it wasn't even an interview. I had to translate like for 45 minutes almost, one thing to the next, another language. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do well. But it went really well, actually. I was surprised.
Yeah. I think part of this is you recognizing your own abilities And having some confidence in yourself. I think this is gonna, I think the reaction to your actions today has it's going to be very beneficial for you. I think something's going to come back on this for you in a good way. So yeah, that Knight of Pentacles comes up like that, and that's really good. That's a really good thing. And that Queen of Swords, that's you. That's you in charge of your brain, in charge of your intellect, and having fun with it, intellectually stimulated.
Yes. I was going through a little bit of insecurities. Maybe that's why the mental stuff came up, like insecurities around myself all of a sudden, you know? It's probably...
Yeah, that Nine of Swords card shows somebody waking up in the middle of the night.
Detoxing from those negative thoughts and more positive experiences will come, hopefully.
I think it's going to come out okay for you, okay?
Yeah,
Anna, thanks for your call. Yeah, call back. Let us know. Keep us posted.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Anna. And that is it for live callers tonight, Jeff. We're going to have one last card from you for the entire listening audience. But before we do that, if you've enjoyed tonight's show, number one, tell your friends and family to tune in next week. We're live 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday with Tarot Jeff. He takes your calls and gives you a free 5-minute reading on what's in the cards for you. But if you'd like to schedule a private meeting with Jeff, you can email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. The prices and the radio specials are on the show page. But if you're just calling in from around the country and you can't see that on your phone, it's $90 for an hour. It's normally $120. He's giving you 25% off for being a Rated G Radio listener. Or you can also do a 30-minute session for $50. He only does that for Rated G Radio listeners. So the cool stuff happens when you spend more time with them. So, Jeff, before you pull the card, if you can give the listeners an idea of kind of the scope of things that you help people with, that would be cool, and then pull the card for the night.
Okay. Well, what we do, Garrett, as you know, we talk. We have a dialogue. We find out where your energy is going, where you want it to go, where it's been, and try to give you some skills to redirect your energy to what's your heart's desire, what you really, really want, what you want to be when you grow up. There's a beautiful world out there, and people need to experience it fully. And all too often, we start to listen to the old tapes, or we get stuck in a rut, and we miss the groove entirely. So that's what we try to do, is put you back in the groove. So you have one card coming here, Garrett.
Okay, and this is for everybody tonight.
This is for everybody. So this is the Ten of Pentacles. This is a good card to conclude this show. I mean, we had some unusual readings come up. Not everything was all happy and satisfactory for everybody, but nothing terrible is going to happen to any of the folks who called in. The Ten of Pentacles comes up, and this really represents an ending of a cycle on the planet, on the Earth, and the beginning of something new. So something's been complete, so we've gotten through something, and now there's something new beginning. I would say that for everybody that called in tonight and everybody that didn't quite get on, look at what you want your life to be. Start something brand new. Plan it out. Finish what you're doing right now, but then be prepared to move ahead. Don't get stuck in a rut. Keep yourself on track. And if you're not on track, if you don't know what track to be on, look it up. Find out. Ask yourself the hard questions. What do I want to be when I grow up? And start to move towards that. It's good energy for doing that this next month, December. So it's coming up on New Year's resolutions time.
I like that. So, and then, Jeff, you'll also have that card posted on your Facebook fan page. So just a reminder to the listeners that if you are listening to the show, you should like Jeff's Facebook fan page. You can go ahead and do that, and then you'll stay in tune with all of the latest updates. Jeff posts stuff on there on a regular basis, but you'll also be able to see the card for tonight there. Tomorrow, so if you want to tune back in or look at that a little bit later in more in-depth timing, you will have that opportunity. So on behalf of everybody, thank you for calling in and listening tonight. Tomorrow night on Wednesday's show, we've got author and humanitarian Kurgan Edward Stout. He's going to talk about AIDS at 32 and what World's AIDS Day yesterday means to him. And he's also a celebrated author, best-selling author, so we're going to be talking about books that he's got out that you can purchase for the holidays. And with that, Jeff, thank you very, very much for being part of the show tonight. I always love our Tuesdays, and we've got great listeners that tune in. So, yeah, it's totally fun. Yeah. I hope you're not going to drown. I hope you will find ways to kind of...
I think we're going to be okay, but if you need a rope, give me a shout.
I might need a rope or a rowboat or something like that. I don't know, we'll get through it. There we go. Right on. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great night. And everybody else, will see you live on Wednesday night. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.